Unit 2. Key text. The Glorious Salad Bowl.
The newspaper USA Now recently ran a series of articles called The Glorious Salad Bowl. This was the name they used to describe the USA and the amazing cultural variety of its 280 million people who live side by side in 50 states, yet manage to keep at least a part of their original cultural heritage. In one article, they asked some 18-year-olds from different backgrounds the same three questions to see how they would react. These young people were all born in the States on the 4th of July in the same year. But that is where the similarity ends. Oliver Benson, Chicago, Illinois.
What does the American dream mean to you?
For me, it means being able to change things, anything, if you only have the guts and the common sense. The odds were against me when I was born, and if the crime statistics are anything to go by, I should either be in rehab now trying to kick a crack habit or doing time in jail somewhere. But I made up my mind when I was a little kid that I wasn't going to let the fact that I was black and from a poor single-parent family hold me back. I reckon the best favor I can do for myself right now is to get a good education so that I can get a job that will earn me the sort of money I need to improve my quality of life. The American dream doesn't come knocking on the door in neighborhoods like mine. You have to get off your butt and go look for it.
Apart from your family and friends, what would you miss most about America if you moved away?
Basketball, baseball, football, and most other sports. I get very patriotic when an American stands on a podium in some sports stadium somewhere with the national anthem playing in the background and the stars and stripes blowing in the wind. And let's face it, we African Americans have won our fair share of medals and titles.
What annoys you about the American way of life?
The huge differences in the standard of living you can see everywhere, for one thing. One minute you're walking down some street full of graffiti and broken windows with bag ladies sleeping in cardboard boxes on the sidewalk and eating out of garbage cans. Next minute you're surrounded by manicure parlors, guys in Armani suits talking into cell phones and stretch limos.
Carla O'Shea, Seattle, Washington.
What does the American dream mean to you?
To my mind, the American dream is all about choice and freedom. Choice can mean anything from the college you choose, right down to the flavor of soda you drink. Freedom is all about being whatever I want to be and living my life whatever way I choose. I was brought up to have a positive outlook on life and to have the self-confidence to make my own destiny. Perhaps this optimism and you-can-do-it attitude also has something to do with my German-Italian-Irish blood.
Apart from your family and friends, what would you miss most about America if you moved away?
It'd take hours to list everything. Most of my favorite TV shows are shown abroad, so that wouldn't be a problem. Unless they're dubbed, of course. I just couldn't stand it if Friends spoke Turkish or Ally McBeal spoke Japanese. You see, this would mean that a visit to the movie theater would be out, too. But I'm sure I'd miss the shopping malls most of all. I just love hunting for a bargain in the huge stores and factory outlets we have here. Like most Americans, I need my retail therapy. Some stores are open 24/7, which makes life easier. I guess I'm a real mall rat. I can shop till I drop.
What annoys you about the American way of life?
The double standards get to me sometimes. For instance, visitors from Europe often comment on the fact that you can go downtown and have your drink served by a topless waitress in a bar. But if you dare to sit on the beach topless, you'll probably be arrested. I also hate the do as I say, not what I do phonies. Just the other day, there was a story on the news about some guy who was making speeches about family values by day and then crawling the curb by night. The local cops caught up with him one night in a parking lot. He had his pants around his ankles and his arms around some girl.
Raul Estevez, Escondido, California.
What does the American dream mean to you?
I think it's a myth for many people. I was born here, but my grandparents came over from Mexico in the 1960s in search of the so-called American dream. In many ways, we're still treated like unwanted guests, even though there are whole areas in the States where the majority of people speak Spanish. I mean, come on! Even the instructions in payphones are in English and Spanish these days. If you ask me, the American dream only really exists for the white middle class.
Apart from your family and friends, what would you miss most about America if you had to move away?
I'd miss the climate and the freeways and the ocean. If gas prices stay reasonable, I'll get a car as soon as I've put enough cash aside. You're nobody here unless you have your own car. I've no intention of traveling south of the border to Mexico, though. I'm going to rent an apartment for a while, and then buy a house of my own in some leafy suburb somewhere. Maybe then I'll find that American dream you've been talking about.
What annoys you about the American way of life?
Name-calling really gets me down. I'm an American citizen, but I still get called spick just because of the color of my skin. Some people call us names behind our backs, but it doesn't stop them standing in line to visit our restaurants and enjoy our Mexican food. That reminds me, they say that everything is bigger in America, and that includes half the population, too. Some people just live to eat here, instead of eating to live. And they all seem to wear sneakers and shorts. What are they supposed to be training for? The next heart attack? I read a story in a magazine once about a woman who was so fat that she got stuck in the restroom in a diner. They had to call the fire department to get her out. It took so long that she asked them to bring her a double cheeseburger with fries while she was waiting. Pretty gross, eh?